Stitch Fix is an online personal styling service that finds and delivers clothes, shoes, and accessories to fit your body, budget, and lifestyle. Just go to stitchfix.com/mix and tell them your sizes, what styles you like, and how much you want to spend on each item. This part of the process on Stitch Fix, or really any website, is one of my favorite just tools, customization tools. They show you a whole heap of fits. You just go through. They ask you, like, how likely are you to wear something like this? You could be like, oh, yeah, that might as well be me in that picture, to, no, I'm going to roast this guy up real good if you don't get him out of my face at this proper moment. You can also click, like, whatever your favorite brands are. If you hate certain brands, you can cross them out. They won't send you anything from them. It is one of the better customization tools I've seen a website build. So I appreciate that, Stitch Fix. Thank you. Plus, on top of that, you'll be paired with your very own personal stylist who will handpick 5 items to send directly to your door. Then you try them on. Pay only for what you love and return the rest. Shipping, exchanges, and returns are always free. There's no subscription required. You can sign up to receive scheduled shipments or get your fix whenever you want. Get started right now at stitchfix.com/MICKS. You'll get an extra 25% off when you keep all 5 items in your box. That's stitchfix.com/mix. Get started today. stitchfix.com/MICKS. And you guys out there, I know what you're tired of. You're sick and tired of your vape always dying and losing all those extra pods you're carrying around, you crazy kids. You know what you need? You need Kite. K-I-T-E, a new portable vape charger and pod case that's compatible with Juul. Whether you're getting ready for an all-day tailgate or an all-night soiree, Kite will make sure that you're always charged up. Kite gives your vape up to 3 full charges and holds 3 additional pods. Get yours today at kitechargeer.com and get $5 off. But that, I mean, there's no promo codes, no nothing. It's just for a limited time. So you better scoot on over there, skedaddle on over. Do it sooner than later. Kite products are not associated with nor sponsored by Juul Labs Incorporated. So whoever's out there still spreading that lie, knock it off. All right, friend. I don't want to have to ask again.
For the year 2G, the rap game changed with one name. Juul's aim is slain, anything on this plane. Remains are found when the best kept secret get heated. You went platinum with a ghostwriter, so in the game you won, you cheated.
Heck yeah.
Making a hell of a lot of pages.
Too many.
Burning the midnight oil like you read about.
Yeah, never again.
I don't know if that's true, but either way.
I'm telling you. I'm officially pooped. 2 pages? 1 weekend? Please.
And wasn't there a Friday one, too?
No, there was the...
New York?
The New York Review. That was Saturday. Mm-hmm. And then yesterday was... Bonte.
I remember that. I thought you snuck another. I thought the New York one was Friday. Obviously, I'm incorrect.
No.
3 pages.
Pages. No, come on now.
What do you think I am? You got a cocaine habit? What?
I think I am. Eric Barstool Nathan.
But yeah, I pretty much really only want to talk about Vontae Davis because he's a hero and he deserves such.
We got to get him on the show now. He's got some free time on his hand.
Just leaves mid-interview.
I'd be fine. Again, true to brand.
The warning, it is crazy. I almost want to do like we've seen a lot of people's social media's history come back to bite them, specifically this like past 12 months.
Oh yeah.
For pro athletes and
for like the past 12 weeks.
So I was always under the impression like go back and scrub it. Now it's almost like I want to, as part of our firm where we offer that service, it's also like we offer teams like, hey, what signs, like piece this puzzle together for me. What are we missing?
Yeah. Like, again, I could have sniffed, if I followed Vontae Davis as I would through my consultation company, I would have told the Bills what, weeks ago. Mm-hmm. But I also would have told Vontae Davis, if he throws me a little extra, I won't tell the Bills.
Right, so, yeah. I'm going to need to hold like 20%.
Yeah. And I feel like he'd agree.
For sure, because if he made, I'm pretty sure it was if he made the week one roster, the $5 million was just guaranteed.
That's what they said, and he sure did.
Right, so it's like I can either tell the Bills and they'll give me 5% of that, save them $4 million, like in their pockets, or Vontae gets $4 million, and I, either way, I'm coming out on top here.
Correct. Well, Vontae as well, but yes. And either way, the Bills are losers. Art imitates life.
Yeah, I mean, it's that team stinks, but somehow not the stinkiest team in the league. I've actually, it's weird, like I, even though the Patriots got fucking throttled yesterday.
Boy, did they.
Like 2 weeks through, I've enjoyed pretty much every game I've seen in front of me.
Yeah, it's been some, I didn't see much of the Lions-Niners because I'm not really interested in Lions football.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't sound like there's been bad games. Like I think tonight's what, Seahawks-Bears? That should be at least interesting, at least.
Right. Yeah, I'm interested in that. I still want to see Khalil Mack, like the running back Chicago has.
No, the Raiders played yesterday.
Buddy, I got some bad news for you.
Huh?
Shout out Mo Hurst, Massachusetts guy. Went to Michigan, was supposed to be a first-round pick. Hart, like, had problems at the combine. They sent him home. Raiders scooped him, I think, like the third or fourth, like way later than they should have. Got his first career sack yesterday. Feel good for him.
Pretty good. Is the heart okay, though?
I mean, it was like one of those things that they find at the combine, and then I think it's just going to be a red flag. Like certain teams just took him off their board. Like, yeah, he's cleared, but still, like, we're not going to touch him because you never know.
Yeah.
But I would hope, I would sincerely hope that if he's playing, he's made it, what, 4 weeks of preseason and 2 weeks of the regular season, I would hope he's been cleared.
We'll find out like week seven. No, this guy should have never been on the field.
That's what I mean. I hope that doesn't happen because that would be just an all-time tragedy. But so far, looking so good, so happy for him. Raiders do stink, though. Stink bad.
I think it's going to be between them and the Bills. I think it'll be the worst team in the league.
No, Cardinals. Cardinals are awful.
Oh, yeah, the Cardinals got, I didn't see any of that. I just saw the score and was like, yeah, that sounds about right.
They've gotten outgained something crazy, like over two games. It's like 600 to 100 yards. It's crazy.
They're points for, 6 points against, 58 for negative 52.
Like maybe Rosen will give them a spark, but.
Have they announced him starter? Because they should.
No, they haven't yet. Maybe they don't want to, because I feel like one of their linemen one of their linemen did go down before the year even started. That's never a great sign.
No.
But it also shouldn't be this. Like, maybe that's just the best offensive lineman in the league. I'm blanking on his name right now. Fuck. He used to go on McAfee's show a lot. This is upsetting. Anywho. AQ Shipley. AQ Shipley.
Okay. Yeah, he's a center, right?
Yeah.
Inside lineman.
Yeah. So he, because I remember he got hurt and the Cardinals still gave him, like right after he got hurt, they were like, well, we still want you here when you recover, because I think his deal would have expired. So they gave him like another year on top of that.
Mm.
But like David Johnson's back. I don't know if he's like 100% or what, but he hasn't done anything yet. Larry Fitzgerald, still Larry Fitzgerald. It almost feels like they cut Honey Badger and like they lost their entire identity.
I think the problem is they've kept the identity. It's just a stinky one. Like, I don't know what David Johnson's supposed to, like, again, if the line's bad and Bradford's been awful, so I don't know what he's supposed to do.
For sure. I don't disagree, but I'm like 2 years ago when he was really cooking, I didn't think the Cardinals were all that. like spectacular, but he was just like, as long as I have the ball in my hands, this is like, this is six, like no matter what. So I don't know if, I mean, we saw it with Gurley too before McVay got there. Like if the rest of the team around you stinks, there really isn't much you can do.
Yeah, and boy, does Sam Bradford stink. He completed 17 passes yesterday for 90 yards. $20 million. I'm going to keep saying it for all the people that are like, hey, it's worth it. It's a premium position. You have to pay to get that locked down. Do you?
Yeah, no, you don't. Sure don't.
Like, honest to God, like, EJ Manuel couldn't complete 17 passes for 90 yards. Like, seriously, I'm trying to think of somebody off the free agent scrap.
Fucking,
Broken Roback?
Roback, I mean, come on. Roback's a legend. Of course he would.
For a hell of a lot cheaper than $20 million, and then maybe you get David Johnson on the offensive line.
Right.
Jesus Christ.
Detroit-San Fran wasn't bad. I was trying to figure out, was it Kevin Byard? Yeah, the safety for the Titans. He had one pass for 66 yards yesterday.
I did see best quarterback in the league.
Well, also, Derrick Henry, he's also one for one, so they're tied in completion percentage, but his only went for 8 yards. So something to work on.
He's got his work cut out. I didn't like that coming out of Bama. He's got the arm, but the accuracy leaves a little something to be desired.
That game was, I mean, I had people after the game being like, you finally ready to admit Deshaun's bad. I don't know why that would be my first reaction to that game.
Yeah, it's just going exactly how I predicted.
You did. You were on the money with that.
I wish I was wrong here. Also, is Mariota bad? Like, I know he didn't play yesterday because hurt, but is Gabbert the answer? Has he figured it out?
I mean, did you see that? He threw it off the lineman, caught it, and then, like, threw it hook shot with his left hand. Not sure is the answer.
Can Deshaun do that? No.
I mean, Deshaun invented maybe the single-handedly worst handled last play of the game I've ever seen by anyone in any sport.
I'm trying to say, like, this is a case where I didn't see a single snap of that game, so his box score looks great, but I don't know what happened.
His first half was shaky, came out slow, and then second half he was pretty money, all things considered, but the last play of the game, it shouldn't have been the last play of the game, first of all. There were 17 seconds left, which is a lot of fucking time.
Plenty of time.
And he proceeded to drop back. They're around like the 50, I want to say, like right around midfield. He proceeded to drop back and just stand perfectly still for all 17 seconds. And then, that's not fair. It was like about 13 of the 17 seconds.
He's probably surprised he had that much time. This line stinks.
Also true. It's like, wow, look at this. This is nice. I just want to soak this in for a second.
I feel like Tom Brady. I mean, not Tom Brady yesterday, but Tom Brady.
All right, we'll get to it.
Heck yeah, we will.
And then he ran to the right, well past the line of scrimmage, cut back to the middle of the field, realized he had done so, stepped back behind the line of scrimmage, which isn't a rule that you can now throw it, but I'd argue it should be because it's so fucking hard to do. You might as well.
Yeah, let it fly.
And then step back over the line of scrimmage to throw it to the dead middle of the field for a completion. They had no timeouts, and it also would have been an illegal pass. But there was no time left. Game over. It was a wild scene.
Yeah, so he stinks. It's settled.
Yeah, no, he's done. Absolutely done.
I do like how yesterday a guy told me to stop watching the stats with Deshaun and then listed some stats on why he's bad. That was pretty good.
You're looking at the wrong stats, Withers. That's why.
Yeah. That's what his almost interception ratio is off the charts.
Yeah, that's the funny, like, people really love pointing that out. Like, oh, I mean, this was unsustainable. And they're the same people freaking out about Mahomes right now.
Right. Well, I know Deshaun, I think his touchdown percentage was, like, unprecedented. So, of course, that was going to come back to earth a little bit. But I don't know. Even again, like, through two games this year, they're 0-2, but quarterback rating 85. He's rushed for at least 40 yards both games. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't feel like it's Yeah, they're in the market for another quarterback.
No, nor they absolutely shouldn't be. Mahomes, though, is the greatest quarterback of all time. I know I'm making fun of the people overreacting. I'm not overreacting. I'm just reacting.
No, it's settled. That guy's really good.
NFL record, 10 touchdowns through first 2 weeks of a season. Pretty good.
Also, no picks.
None. Hasn't even particularly come close to throwing one either.
He's completing 69% of his passes, 10 touchdowns, no picks, and his quarterback rating is not perfect. I don't know what the 143, so he's got some work to do.
When this guy figures it out, I mean, I think they must have to cancel the league.
Because perfect rating is 158.3, right?
Sounds right, yeah.
Yeah, yesterday he was 23 for 28, 326 yards, 82% completion percentage, 6 touchdowns, no picks, 154.8. So, again, a little of those 5 incompletions really came back to bite him.
You know what Kevin Byard's quarterback rating was?
96.
158.3.
Hmm. Mahomes for Byard. Who says no?
It's been the rumbles in the streets thus far.
I'll say this. Their defense does not look good,
though. It's not great. Sure isn't.
Because I think the Steelers stink, which is a real shame. And they came back in that game.
Yeah, 21-0. Made it 21-21. They went back and forth for a little. Mahomes was like, I've had simply enough of this fucking team.
Yeah, I got a lot of that, too. I was like, the Steelers are getting whooped. People are like, oh, this tweet aged badly. I was like, well, one, they were getting whooped at the time. Two, they still lost. Like, what do you want?
They lost at home in a game they were favored by, and they gave up 42 points to a guy making his third start ever. They got whooped.
1-1 record.
Yeah, I don't know what they think that looks like. That was a whooping. They got whooped.
Did you see the odds that Josh Gordon may go to KC?
I don't believe any of those odds. Like I have seen them, but I don't know what they're basing that off of.
Yeah, I feel like, yeah, that's something I'm going to keep an eye. I feel like that's the thing that's going to happen today as soon as we hang up. Oh, Josh Gordon traded to the Steelers. First round pick.
For Antonio Brown, who's begging to leave.
Straight up.
It's
inquiries from at least 8 to 10 teams. I know you said it, but you would, of course, want New England to get in on this.
Oh, yeah.
What would you give up?
First.
Like, not knowing about any suspension, or you'd have to...
If he's suspended, then no, like a 7th. But I don't think he is. Everything I've read on it says there's nothing to do with any suspension coming.
What if he's, like, hurt? Like, I know he said he hurt.
He's got a hamstring. It's going to take him a couple weeks to learn the offense. Like, we're not going to trade for him. He's going to start next week. That's not what's going to happen. So if he is just a hamstring and it takes him, like, a month, I'm fine with that. I'd much rather have him here than anywhere else.
I don't know, man. Potentially top 3 receiver, like the 31st pick in the draft. I don't know.
And I'm pretty
get Khalil Mack. That's something to think about.
Pretty sure he's also under contract next year, or he's restricted this offseason, something along those lines.
Yeah.
So
give up a first and then give him the first round tender, and then somebody else gives up 2 firsts for him.
Right. So come out. Well, yeah, I'm completely fine with that plan.
Yeah, I don't know. I said, like, him and Mahomes would be terrifying, and Chiefs fans were like, we're good. And I was like, okay. 2 games in. Y'all look great for sure, but Andy Reid is still the head coach.
He is. I just wonder, because, like, Mahomes and Watkins, and I still think Watkins is a tremendous talent. He's yet to really put it together for a full season yet. He was a beast yesterday, but, like, them two are just starting to click, like, all – training camp, they were saying they weren't on the same page at all. Yesterday was the first time they've been like, all right, now we're on the same page. Week 1, Travis Kelce, I think he had 1 catch for like 6 yards or something. This week he went off.
Yesterday.
Yeah, this week he went off. Tyreek's always going to eat. And then they
Like Kareem Hunt hasn't been going yet.
Right. So it's almost
still there, yeah.
I don't know. Like, I can see where Chiefs fans are coming from in the sense like, hey, maybe because he might get suspended. Just from what I've heard, he might not. But if he is going to get suspended, and even if he doesn't, like trying to fold him in when Mahomes is still trying to fold everyone else in, I could see it being like one too many ingredients in the stew. Not that I think Josh Gordon's bad by any means, because I want him on my fucking team.
Looks here, it says the Eagles are the favorite so far. Which, sure. Niners I could see, just because I know they've got money, and I feel like they they're one of those teams that got a bunch of picks.
And also, Jimmy needs as much help as he can get, because he has looked pretty bad this season so far.
Well, he beat top seven Stafford yesterday, so there's that.
He tried not to.
0-2 those Lions are.
I know you said you watched none of that game. We had it on one of the TVs here, so I watched the entire game. And he threw what should have been the game-losing interception late in the fourth quarter, that a flag just happened upon the field because there was a holding at least 75, a defensive holding, no closer than 75 yards away from where he threw that ball.
Catchable ball, yeah.
I'm saying it wasn't even on the guy who picked it. It was on the others. Like, it was right. It was an obscene. Like, and the play
Jimmy
didn't
see the whole field. What are you mad about?
The play didn't even develop long enough. I don't like. He might have still been inside 5 yards. Like, that's how quickly he threw the ball. I don't know how the ref even got the flag out of his pocket to throw it for a hole. It was insane. So Jimmy's looked a little shaky. To his credit, his receiving corps still stinks. Like, he's been working the tight ends. They've looked good. Brenda, I don't know how to say their fucking Matt back. Matt Breida.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah, he was incredible yesterday. Josh Gordon there would be proper terrifying.
Man, oh, man. Maybe you should go to Detroit, play with a top seven quarterback for one.
Maybe you should go to the fucking Saints, because they stink.
P.U.
Just awful.
My Lord.
They couldn't possibly, like, no Saints fan yesterday felt good. Like, I feel better as a Patriot fan getting my doors blown off by the Jaguars than Saints fans who got a win yesterday.
Well, I mean, next week you guys have got top seven Stafford, so.
Right, yeah. No, I feel good that we're, like, healthy enough.
You should be terrified.
Well, no, I feel, like, good that we didn't lose too many players, because we're going to need all hands on deck for Stafford.
Correct.
But yeah, the Saints. I mean, Michael, like, there have been all sorts of records being set, which is just a thing that happens in sports, what feels like daily. Michael Thomas, like, we used to shit on, or, I mean, people used to shit on Jarvis Landry for all his fucking targets and catches. Michael Thomas yesterday, in this year, he's got 28 receptions through 2 weeks. I don't think he has 280 yards.
No, it sure doesn't. 9.6 a pop.
I'm just wondering why he's not getting the same treatment.
I'll say that he's caught 28 of 30 balls, which is pretty damn good. He also he caught 16 for 180 the first week.
Right.
It take Jarvis 22 catches to get 180. So
you're not wrong.
Yeah, we'll just a lot for the top five talk.
I mean, coming into this year, I would have had him on, like, the outside looking into that. I think he is up there. I'm just wondering if 5 weeks from now he's still under 10, I'm going to be calling him Michael Landry. Facts.
Oh, boy. I also think Christian McCaffrey is going to be the new Jarvis Landry.
Yeah.
Just the way the offense is set up, I don't know why he's not going to catch 12 passes every single game.
And I also think it's probably the right idea.
Yeah, no, I said it yesterday, like, for a while, it feels like they just gave Cam everybody that was, like, 6'5". Mm-hmm. It's like, he'll just throw it really hard to where nobody else can get it. And that didn't work, because those guys could get no separation. So now it's like, okay, everybody's going to be 5'10 and shifty, which works so far. It looks, I mean, they still got to get Curtis Samuel back, who hasn't played a snap since, like, Ohio State, I don't think. So that'd be great, but. Yeah, he had 14 catches yesterday, and it didn't feel like they were force-feeding him at all.
No.
Like, it was just check down.
Cam might be getting force-fed after he took a helmet to his face while he was sliding.
I'm amazed they called it. I'm even more amazed they threw the guy out. It was the right choice, but I'm just amazed they called it.
I don't know. I think they're really trying, like, because Andrew Luck, same thing happened. That guy got ejected immediately. I'm glad it hasn't, because, like, week one of the preseason, it was like everyone was getting ejected for fucking just being on the field.
Yeah.
I think so far it's only been two, unless I'm forgetting one. And both have been the right.
Clay Matthews, that animal who should have been arrested yesterday. That the
He didn't get ejected for that, though, right?
He should have been ejected right into prison.
I mean, he wasn't exactly selling Boy Scout wreaths outside of 7-Eleven.
Oh, no. I handled that. Other fishing. Looking right now, I do think it's hilarious that the Falcons were absolutely cooking in the red zone yesterday. And still, it just makes you think.
They remembered they drafted Ridley, which is good.
Yeah, he looked great yesterday. Austin Hooper looked great yesterday. Mm-hmm. Telvin Coleman. Ito Smith.
Matt Ryan.
Yeah, Matt Ryan had two chances to like throw one up for Hula, and he's like, you know what? I'm going to risk life and limb. <'Cause> I'm not giving the ball to you, 11.
That was funny. That game I wasn't watching as closely as the rest of them. I'm sure it was like a local game for you down there.
Oh, yeah. I watched 100% of that game pretty much.
Did Cam even miss a play?
No.
This guy.
As he was like walking off, he was like hyping up the crowd, even though he was on the road.
It's his hometown. He knew where he was.
I don't think he did. It was his hometown, yes. I believe in one half of the statement you just said. But no, he looked really good yesterday.
I think it's time we start talking about Cam the athlete with as much reverence as we do for LeBron. Because Cam probably should have died at least 17 times, whether it's car accidents, helmet to helmets, like everything. Like, this guy's unkillable and he just doesn't miss games when he very should.
Yeah, I'm trying to see that. He's missed three games in his career, which for his style of play and the type of hits he takes is just like, that's more impressive to me than Eli's 200 straight starts.
Absolutely.
I just wish he was a top seven quarterback.
Someday.
I think he doesn't get the athletic chops because he doesn't get to show like front line speed that often. Like for the most part, he's like snaking for the first down and getting down. But I remember, I think it was last year, he reeled off like a 70-yarder, and I was just like, wow, that guy's 250 pounds, and nobody's catching him.
I feel like it's about once a year from their own 30, they'll run like a bootleg, and the corner just like misses, or like he's bigger than every corner, so it really doesn't matter if there's one there.
Yeah, he makes one move, and that's a wrap.
Yeah, and he's just gone, and it's always, you're right, because it's usually like, I feel like at most in a typical Cam game, you'll see like a 15-yard gain.
Yeah, that's more his game.
And it's just more like a horrifying, lumbering 15 yards. But when he does get to show it off, you're like, oh, yeah, that's Auburn Cam right there.
Like, I feel like quarterback or mobile quarterback should be measured by, like, how many first downs they get. Like, I feel like that tells me more than, like, anything. Like, I'm looking right now. Last year, Cam with his legs picked up 46 first downs. That's almost three a game alone. Just run like that. That's value. I don't care what his completion percentage is. Of course, it'd be nice if he was completing 75% of his passes. But yeah, if you can just pick up three, and like, it's no telling the ones where he picked up 9 yards and somebody else just had to pick up the one. So
right.
Yeah, where are those PFF numbers? Not that I look at numbers.
I mean, if we want to transition to one of the great escape artist mobile quarterbacks, not just of our time, but of all time, we have to go to Duval and talk about the boat. Blake Bortles, I believe, still second highest yards per carry for a quarterback in NFL history.
They showed it. I think it dropped a little because I remember seeing, I was surprised. It's like Vic, Randall Cunningham, Vince Young, and Blake Bortles.
No, I mean, Vince Young is not on this list. It's those three, the first three you said. And I think the boat's second or third. I know he's not one, but he's second or third, and that's absolutely preposterous.
Yeah, like he had what 40 yards yesterday or last week, and I was like, yeah, I was like, that guy's scooting. Holy smokes! I didn't know you had it in you, Blakey.
And that was a designed run. It's when he just drops back in the pocket. And in the rare times yesterday when we decided to cover anyone downfield, he was like, all right. And he would just put first down every time. It's so because you can see it coming. It's so infuriating. It's like, this shouldn't be happening.
Wait, like, yeah, last year, Blakey converted 19 first downs with his feet. That counts. That's value.
Oh, yeah, of course. Absolutely.
This year, he's done two a game. Like, if he just does two a game, that helps their offense quite a bit.
Yeah, and the first downs is a little... Like, I think it is a good stat, but it is also a little deceiving. Because if you pick up 70 yards on a run, that's one first down.
Right. If it's not called back by Holden.
Correct. But, yeah, Bortles, 6 for 35 yesterday.
I'm also – is Leonard Fournette the best running back on the Jaguars? I'm not so sure.
I mean, yeah, he's no Blake Bortles.
He's no Corey Grant either.
Grant, I mean, he had 4 rushes for 13 yards and 6 receptions for 56 yards. A handful, I would argue. Certainly a handful. It's
Leonard Fournette was 9 for 41 last week, so not a whole lot to sing about.
Yeah, but he was banged up. I think he was banged up like before he even left that game. But Grant certainly is versatile. He's given us headaches 2 years in a row. And for some reason, they showed a stat before the game. Tom Brady's like 1-8 lifetime in games where it's above 90 degrees. The fuck does that? I've never seen that before in my life from anyone.
See, I've always, like, they always show it, you know, like when Southern teams go up north or when Eastern teams go west. I was like, why wouldn't it be? Like, again, it gets 90 in New England. It don't get 105.
Right.
Like, you can't prep for that. So it makes sense.
I mean, yesterday was obscenely hot. I saw a billion pictures of fucking thermometers. Like, I get it.
50, so yeah, oversized thermometer season's back sooner and sooner every year.
And yesterday it was, I guess, hotter than even I realized until like halfway through the game. But I mean, if it's just 90 and Brady's still like, too hot. Like, what does that even mean?
Dome quarterback, Tom Breeze?
He needs it to be like 5 feet of snow. He's like, ah, this is perfect for this SoCal kid.
Like, he's like, I might take the gloves off.
It's insane. Yesterday, I mean, it's every year at this point where in September we go like 2-2 now. So it's not something I'm overly upset about. They were given a whole heap of credit, by they, I mean the internet, to Gibson, the guy who was primarily guarding Gronk. And by primarily, I mean one of the three people they had assigned to guarding Gronk every single snap. So they just completely took him out of the offense, and I think every single team's going to do that moving forward until we get Josh Gordon.
Well, I just don't think every team has their secondary impact. Like, every team's going to try it. And some will succeed, but
true.
For the most part, he'll be like, yeah, okay. Yeah. Saints, throw your free safety. Please.
Houston did do it last week to absolutely no avail, so you're right.
Right, yeah. You still got to have the horses for it. How about those first-place Dolphins, though?
They're the worst 2-0 team I've ever. I don't understand how they're 2-0. I think they've won 2 games that are just schedule wins. And, like, week one, they scheduled – fucking lightning so that they could have several halftimes in that game. And then week two, like the Jets, I couldn't understand what I was like.
Jetted, yeah.
They did, but I couldn't understand it because I thought, I was like, all right, they're making some good plays. Like, Anuwa looks really good. Donald looked mostly good other than, like, when you get an immediate turnover and then the next play you throw a pick, like, that should be points for the team who gets the ball back. Like, it should be, like, it's a field goal equivalent.
Sam Darnold, too nice of a quarterback?
I knew he was going to throw picks. Like, that's just what he's going to do every game this year. That's the guy he was at USC. He's still young as fuck. Like, I think Jets fans should be fine with that. It was just wild how in stride. Like, you can't be forcing a ball to Terrell Pryor, like, coming across the middle in the end zone. You just can't.
Why not, says Sam Darnold. I also think it's great. Like, I've heard it. They said it last night on the game, and I feel like I heard it week one. It's like, Barkley's going to be great, but I don't know how you pass on Sam Darnold. Like, if Sam Darnold was just killing it, be like, okay, maybe. But I don't know. I know Barkley didn't have – I don't think he did much yesterday. I didn't watch the end of that game.
I mean, he was – he had something crazy, like 12 catches or something.
I was like, yeah, I saw – yeah, he rushed 11 rushes, 28 yards, not great. 14 catches for 80 yards, pretty good.
Yeah, led the team in receiving. And it, sadly still had the highest average yards per carry. So, yeah. Not great. Yeah.
Team with Odell Beckham, Sterling Shepard, Evan Ingram, and Saquon Barkley is averaging 14 points a game.
They've played one good defense, one really good defense, so I'll give them a little break for week one.
Fair. They scored a whopping 15 there.
Yeah, I mean, five less than the Patriots, who are better than the Giants.
Are they? Huh?
We have an infinite more amount of wins than they do this year, so yeah.
You haven't read my column.
I read everything you write. It doesn't take that long. There aren't that many of them.
All six of them.
So, yeah, I don't, like, where did the Giants pick last year? Does anyone know?
Is it where, like, what draft pick did they have?
Yeah. Because I can't remember who it was. Was that Shepard? Was that no, because he was a second-round pick, right?
No, he was, yeah, he was second. Maybe he might even be third. He was way down there. Let's see. Ereck Flowers?
No. I mean, I saw someone.
I feel really bad for that guy, man.
He's still
Eli getting... Apple.
That was last year?
Evan Ingram.
Evan Ingram. All right. And that was in, what, like the 20s or something?
Yeah, 23. Okay. Apple was the year before. Flowers was the year before that.
I remember Flowers. That was always funny. Because it's very rare when all of draft Twitter's in agreement on anything. And so when he got taken ninth and everyone was like, what the fuck, this guy? What are you doing?
That, and I remember the Bengals, when they took, I think, Obwehi, they were like, that guy's had like the shortest arms ever measured in history. It was like, usually not a good sign.
Yeah, so Flowers and for Gurley, like, it's always extra tough when someone so fucking good was right after, like immediately after.
Yeah. Probably before, too. Yikes.
Yeah, probably. Wasn't that Aaron Donald?
Nah, he went like 13, which is, what? The guy's short, man. What can you do? I just don't know. Oh, yeah, right before Vic Beasley, who's made a Pro Bowl.
He has, but I'm not going to kill them for passing on Vic Beasley. He had plenty of question marks coming out.
For sure, but
he's better than Ereck Flowers. Yeah.
He's also made a first-team All-Pro. Yes. Ereck Flowers, still waiting to see.
I saw someone tweet, they were like, all this time, I thought this motherfucker was a seventh-round pick. He went ninth?
Yeah. Like, they were slowing it down. That's when I was like, okay, this isn't fun anymore, guys. Come on. He's like, his hands are everywhere. His feet are everywhere.
And it is just like he's just going to keep getting attacked week in, week out. What seems to be even worse is whoever's behind Ereck Flowers on the depth chart is even worse.
He just has one leg. He's like, I got the hands, man. I can get up in his chest. I just just give me a chance, coach.
What can it get worse, coach? Tell me that. Riddle me that. Can it get worse?
Yeah. He is durable, though. I do, like, they moved him to right tackle, and it's like, okay, we'll give him less of a burden. And people are like, oh, word? We'll just go over there. Like, we'll just...
I've never, like, I get the whole blindside argument, but I've never understood, like, Von Miller lines up on the right. Like, I feel like every elite pass rusher comes off that edge. So I don't know why right tackle isn't arguably more important.
Well, see, I used to say it back in my Bengal fandom days. I was like, we're playing against, like, James Harrison and who the fuck? I can't remember the other linebacker they had. Timmons and those guys. Against Suggs and whoever they had rushing them. I was like, teams have more than one pass rusher, right? Like you just dread, well, we've got our left tackle. Fuck the right side.
You're just going to have to see that coming. That's what you're going to have to do.
Yeah, we'll put a fullback over there. 2018 football.
Speaking of, are you back to considering reinstating your Bengals fandom?
Heavens, no.
they look good in all facets of the game, pretty much.
Congrats. They get to the Super Bowl and we'll talk. Did you know you can catch 3 touchdowns and a half? I didn't know you could do that.
No, that can't be right.
I looked it up before we got on the air. I didn't want to misspeak. And, yeah, go figure.
I thought you could only catch 3 touchdowns per season. I thought that was a rule somewhere.
No. I can't wait till Ridley has 2 more next week.
I mean, that would just be cruel.
Inhumane.
Julio has none this year so far, right?
Correct.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
It's just awful. He was a good decoy yesterday, though. He had a rush. That was good. So there's that.
There is that. You're not wrong. There is that.
Wait, are the Broncos a worse 2-0 team than the Dolphins?
I don't think so, because I trust their defense more.
Yeah.
Like, they still have Von Miller, and granted, Dolphins still have Cameron Wake, who has been as horrifying an edge rusher as anyone.
He'll never age.
No,
yes.
No. It's something about, he went to the CFL for a year, and they injected him with something, and he's just the same guy year in, year out.
Feel like more people should take that route?
I mean, Tannehill Keenum feels like a push to me. I'm sure I'm going to get tweets being like, Tannehill's way better. Like, that's simply incorrect. Last year, Keenum was better than Tannehill's ever shown to be.
Yeah, I think I'd take Tannehill, but I wouldn't feel good about it.
Yeah, I don't think there's a right or wrong answer there. I've seen.
I think they're both wrong.
But Demaryius Thomas,
oof,
I don't understand.
I feel like that's anytime we talk receivers, somebody always tries to throw him in there. And I've said it before, he goes from like 0 to 100 quicker than any receiver. Like, if he gets a screen in 1 inch of space, he's gone.
Right.
But that whole catching the ball first thing, quite an issue.
I mean, he hasn't been the best receiver on the Broncos since Sanders got there.
No.
And I don't think Sanders is anywhere near as talented. He's just way better when, like...
He's just consistent. He catches the ball.
Right. Within those 60 minutes, he proves to be better game in, game out.
Demaryius Landry, he's got 11 catches for 81 yards so far this season.
Yesterday, he had like 6 for 15 or something crazy like
that. How many of those were dropped? I know he dropped at least 3.
Minimum. I thought he had like 11 targets, honestly. Let me pull it up.
Yeah, he was 5 for 11. A good field goal percentage.
For 18, right?
Jeez, yeah, 5 catches for 18 yards.
I will also say I do like Denver's. Like, they've always done this. We're going to use 20 running backs. It seems like they actually just have good ones now, which would appear to be beneficial.
Yeah. Like, I liked Lindsey, or excuse me, like Freeman and Booker. I didn't know a thing about Lindsey, but yeah, but he's just going to rush for 1,200 yards this year.
I did like Jake Butt coming out of Michigan. He was the classic got hurt his last year of college, so no one drafted him for some reason. I think he's going to be. He was a good tight end at Michigan. He's been a good tight end so far this year. I think that's going to continue. Call me crazy.
Also need a jersey with just Butt on the back of it.
His mother was there with a custom jersey. It said like Mama Butt or something. Just tremendous.
Mrs. Butt.
Right. Just leaning right into it. It's so good. But yeah, I mean, Keenum's going to throw an ugly pick. I don't know, they seem to have weapons at all the important positions to have weapons outside of quarterback. And I don't know, I think they're going to... The year they won the Super Bowl, I remember me and you talking about it and me being like, the Broncos have won every single 50-50 game. Like, that's unsustainable. And then they did it all the way up until the Super Bowl where they blew the doors off Carolina. But this Broncos team... Well, I mean, the AFC Championship game, we throw to Gronk on the 2-point conversion. That goes to overtime. I don't know what happens. So that, by definition, is a 50-50 game. They did that for 18 fucking weeks that year with
pretty good.
The worst quarterback play of all time.
Pretty the old Osweiler, Peyton Manning.
Switcheroo.
Yeah. You don't know who to prepare for.
And then in the Super Bowl, Von Miller was just had a fucking field day. Did whatever the fuck he wanted for four quarters.
He usually does.
Correct. So the one game, because I was heavy on Carolina that year. I was 15-1. I love Cam. I was like, oh, of course, this Broncos team's, they're shaky. Nope, Carolina shit themselves. They want nothing to do with that game from the second they won the NFC Championship.
Yeah, I was on Carolina too, because I was like, yeah, the Broncos defense is clearly better, but the Panthers had like a top five unit
right,
too.
Right.
And I was like, yeah, and I trust the Panthers offense more than the Broncos offense.
Yep, nope.
Bad idea about me.
So they blew out that game. I'm not saying the Broncos are even the same or anything like that, or that they're Super Bowl contenders, but I do think they're going to keep like edging out these 50-50 games, because they're one of the like three teams in the NFL with a reliable kicker, and I think they have enough weapons to get it done.
Yeah, they've got at Baltimore next week, and then Monday night Kansas City. That should be a good one.
Yeah. So as I say that, they're probably going to be 2-2. By October 1st.
I'm trying to see what else happened. DeSean Jackson tied Jerry Rice is officially the best receiver ever.
Fine with that.
He's averaging 30 yards a catch this season. Pretty good.
I don't understand. Like, DeSean Jackson's been, I don't know whether it's been injuries or Jameis or Tampa as a whole or what, but he's been pretty mid for a couple of years now, and then this year he's just the most unguardable receiver in all of football.
Well, his thing, he's always like, his is always yards per catch, never like total numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Because like, he stunk, like last year he stunk, but his last year in Washington he averaged 18 yards a catch.
Right.
He just caught 56 balls. Year before that, 17.6. Year before that, 21 yards a catch. So now that he has an MVP caliber quarterback,
correct,
I expect him to keep averaging 31 yards a catch.
Tampa, I think, has Pittsburgh on Monday next week.
Oh boy, let's see. Yep.
If they win that game, there's no way they can go back to Jameis, right?
It'd be might, especially if they. Yeah, like 48 points game one. You throw up 27 against the defending champs.
Mm-hmm.
If they win that game convincingly, like put up 35 points or something, I think they got a real dilemma on that. The thing is, I think you tell Jameis, be Fitzpatrick's just going to stink one day.
Oh, absolutely.
So it's like, all right, like you're not benched permanently, but we are going to ride this hot hand
right
while it's hot.
But the other part about Fitzpatrick, and I'm sure there's plenty of data to say I'm wrong here, I feel like his first year in a place is when he cooks.
Yeah, before they get sick of his shit.
Right. Year two, things go terribly wrong. And he was there last year, I'm pretty sure, but it's like he started the year there. It's like his first year with the Jets, they were like a goddamn playoff team. So, I might just ride this out until, like, even if he has a bad game, be like, eh. Well, let's ride out another half. What's the worst that could happen?
But yeah, even last year, he had six games, 86 quarterback rating, so not terrible for his first year. Yeah, that Jets year, where he had 31 touchdowns and 3,900 yards. That's absurd.
With, like, no, he was throwing to no one.
That's MVP. And now he's getting some fucking fits off. I think you talk about somebody leaning into it.
Yeah, now he's having fun with it, which is, like, terrifying.
Like I don't know what, I feel like I haven't heard Mike Evans' name much.
Oh, he was a beast week one. Absolute beast.
Yeah, 19 targets. DeSean Jackson's caught 9 of 9, 275 yards. He had 7 for 147 in a touchdown, 10 for 83 in a touchdown yesterday. So, yeah, he's been.
Lost a fumble, though.
Hate to hear that. Yeah, and if you've got chemistry with both the main guys and you're winning, yeah, it's tough to go back.
And O.J. Howard, 3 for 96.
Yeah, he had like the 70. They just ran the Clemson play. Nobody comes up with the Howard play.
It keeps working.
Call that one, Dirk. Call it.
It keeps fucking working. I don't know why they don't call it more often.
Yeah. Somebody asked me yesterday, you think DeSean has a chance for the Hall of Fame?
Jackson?
Yeah.
No. Is he like close to 10,000 yards or something?
Yeah, he's 300 away.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's got 97-62. He doesn't, his thing, because he's the deep, he doesn't have a lot of touchdowns, 52.
Hmm.
But yeah, again, tied Jerry Rice just for most 60-plus yards plays, which, again, the way he's playing, he'll shatter that record by the first half.
Does that include kick returns? Most of those are above 60 yards.
Yeah, I would say so.
I mean, that's
either way. Yeah, I was like, if he hits 10,000, like he's 31 and he's clearly still got the wheels.
Right.
I was like, he has a couple good seasons. Maybe plays on a Super Bowl winning team. I don't know.
I
think it's unlikely, but I wouldn't say it's impossible at this point.
The reasons why I immediately said no. One, the gut reaction test we've talked about. Two, Terrell Owens was second ballot. Did you say, what did you say?
Giant crip.
Yeah.
I thought that's
jackpot. But I don't know. NFL.
They don't hate him. They don't hate anybody the way they hated T.O. Like, I don't know if that'll, I don't know if that's a fair comp.
You're not wrong. Well, that definitely plays into it, but it's like, if, like a clear cut top five guy, no matter where, like the lowest anyone possibly has him ranked is fifth, right? No one has T.O. lower than five. You can't.
ask some of these media guys from like Kansas City or somebody. I never thought he was better than J.J. Stokes.
He's no Len Swan.
Swan caught like 32 balls a season.
So I don't know. 10K, like I said, I wish football just had these like clear marks. You hit this, you're in. Because 10K feels like a shit ton of yards for a receiver.
Yeah.
And I would argue he's the most influential receiver of this millennium simply for throwing the ball behind his back before actually getting a touchdown, because we see it so fucking often. And it's like the Odell catch. That's the DeSean Jackson play.
Right. Oh, yeah, that or the people do it less now, the front flip into the end zone.
Oh, yeah. And what
I'm looking like he's – no, what were you saying?
I was going to say what I've always loved about – I mean, he does have some tremendously iconic non-bonehead plays too. The punt return against the Giants, which will forever remain one of my favorites because time had ran out, but he still ran the length of the end zone before getting in. I was like, DeSean, of all the receivers, you're really playing with fire here, pal.
Right, yeah, somebody gets a holding penalty. My favorite part is Coughlin before was like, kick it out of bounds. Whatever you do, kick it out of bounds. Sure thing, Skip.
Yeah, if the Giants just took a knee there, it would have taken no time off the clock because it's a change of possession, but if they just taken a knee there, they probably win that game.
Yeah. That's like they... Not a big fan of them, but they are funny to see, like, the win probability charts,
uh-huh.
Where it's, like, really high, then it just drops to zero at the very end.
Yeah, up until 1 second, it was 99%, and then nope. And I'll always remember Mike Vick against the Redskins when he was with Philly, first play of the game, just LeRon Landry just left in the dust by DeSean Jackson.
Yeah, like, again, at 31, I don't know if he's lost a step.
Yeah, no, it doesn't appear that way.
And I was trying to look like he's 39th all-time in yards per catch, 17.5, but I wanted to see how many of those guys were legit threats. And I'm trying – there's two people ahead of him that have at least 10,000 receiving yards with more yards per catch.
Wow.
Than he does. So if he – I don't know. Like, if he just has, like, an amazing year this year, a couple good ones, and then gets a ring somewhere, I don't think it's crazy.
No, it's less crazy talking about it, but that's shocking that he was that close to 10K.
Yeah, I didn't know it either. That's why when the person asked me how to look, I was like, am I missing something?
Right. But, you immediately said no, too, right?
Yeah. Then I was like, well, 10,000 at, 18 yards a pop. He clearly changes how defenses have to guard team he's on. So,
oh, yeah.
So if you're going like influence into it, not crazy.
No, it's certainly not as crazy 5 minutes after you brought it up than my initial hearing of that. I thought he would have had like 6K. You know what I mean? Somewhere around there.
Yeah, he's been cranking them out, man.
Yes, I mean, he's
He came to the league at like 20. I think he was like mad young when he came in. He was like 11 years in.
Good for him, you know?
Yeah, no, it's tremendous. Yeah, he's 31, and this is season 11, so pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, Jack, it's also incredible that he's never missed like a significant amount of time because he is a tiny fella.
The thinnest man I've ever seen.
He looks like a freshman high school football player, but like wearing varsity pads. And it's like, oh man, can't wait till he hits that growth spurt and fills up. Nope, just not happening.
Yep. They've got him listed at 175, which feels about 20 pounds too heavy.
And what do they have at height? Like 5'11"?
5'10".
Yeah, I mean, that's still generous.
Now, the height feels like he doesn't seem like a short person. He just does seem very frail. He's Iverson. He's 160.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, now that you're saying it, he feels taller than Iverson. I would love to know. Like, I would like to measure Allen Iverson. Because I've been close enough to him several times where I'm like, hey, no chance this guy's 6 feet.
We find out he's 5'8".
It wouldn't shock me. It wouldn't shock me at all.
Bad for his Hall of Fame probability.
Yeah, that's why he did it. He's like, man, I already got enough going against me. Let's see, we got another tie this week.
I want one every week.
Every week. Every single, I can't get enough, especially if they're going to end in such heartbreaking fashion every single time.
Oh, yeah. Like, the first week ones was funny. Yesterday, it was like, oh, no, that's really going to have some playoff implications. Like, that's absolutely going to come back to bite one of those teams, if not both.
Oh, yeah, or it's going to bite, like, a third team. Like the Bears are going to make a late season push, but they're going to be percentage points behind both of them because they have a fucking tie instead of a loss.
Bears finish 10-6. That thing's finished 10-5-1,
right,
and they get the wild card.
Right. They're like, you got to be fucking kidding me with this.
Yeah, but I'm looking forward to a nice tie every single week.
I think because the overtime's shorter now, I believe. I think it's just 10 minutes.
I think it is, too.
So that's clearly having a big impact on because, like, Minnesota's like, all right, we'll play for the field goal. And then it's like, if they had like 5 extra minutes, like they're trying to score there. They're not just settling for a field goal.
Well, yeah, if you're cutting the time, but both teams still have to touch the ball, like, it feels like we're going backwards.
Right. Yeah. It's a
good old Raj.
That game was very funny. I was watching it with Dave and Big Cat. Dave won it because he just wanted this kicker dead. Just wanted him dead.
Yeah, he and I don't even know which kicker you're talking about. That's the bad part.
Dan,
everybody's kicker stinks.
They do. Everyone. Absolutely everyone. And fucking
Dan Bailey's just chilling.
Yeah, Dez is getting real worried right about now because, like, Josh Gordon, people actually want him. This guy can't even stay on the field. And Dez Bryant's like, what the fuck? Dan Bailey's going to be like, oh, yeah, let me just keep stretching.
Yeah, he's like, I can play this right. I'll get $10 million for 1 year like Cutler. It's like week 6, a playoff contender needs a kicker. He'll pay whatever. Let's see what else I saw. Yeah, Frank Gore is officially the 4th all-time leading rusher, which yep. I just congrats to him. Just sounds weird to me.
Did you know he's one of 2 running backs ever, mm-hmm. ever to have a game in which they had 2 rushes for touchdowns over 75 yards?
Wow.
Him, Barry Lamar Sanders.
I was going to say the other one had to be Barry.
Yeah. That's it. Those are the guys. No one else has ever done that.
Yeah, he's right. He's 1,100 yards behind him. So I'm rooting for you to get about another 1,000, Frank. Then I'll have to take matters into my own hands.
They don't want to see Whiskers put the pads back on.
No, I wouldn't. I couldn't.
You try and tackle Frank Gore, all of your bones fall out.
Oh, yeah. He's much shorter than me and also much wider than me. Only his is muscle. He would, yeah, I'd fall apart like a Lego man.
He does have one of the, I think it's just the Gore last name, just a, like in the Frank, it's just all, It feels like 1970s football every time I hear his name.
Oh, you know what his nickname is per Pro Football Reference?
Let's hear it.
The Inconvenient Truth.
I have heard that before.
I haven't.
What are your thoughts?
Son, not a fan. I think like when your name's just two syllables, I don't know if you need a nickname.
I agree. Frank Gore. Yeah.
Also, his son was offered by Kentucky, and he posted the Gore Jr., Kentucky number 3. I was like, that'd be a real shame to see him do 3 or 4 years on campus with these undefeated Wildcats.
Oh, yeah. Congrats. 3-0.
Thank you. Feels good. Feels real good.
Have you made accommodations for, like, the SEC championship game, things like that?
I've made accommodations for the college football playoff.
Oh, yeah. I mean, both games. I'm saying one coming after the other.
Yeah, no, I don't be like me making time for, you know, the Murray State game. Who is Bama? What have they done?
Poor Murray State. Poor Velvet.
Yeah. She fielded a poor team and a poor mascot.
I mean, it's year one for her. It's like literally she has had this job for like a month. I mean, she has no, yeah. She didn't recruit these bums.
Yeah, no, I give her some. She's got to break it down before she builds it up.
Yeah, and it starts with that goddamn mascot.
Buddy, that, they're like any old cartoon, two people trying to sneak into anywhere.
Right.
Like the old horse, one man in the front, one man in the ass routine.
The guy in the front wasn't even trying to be a horse. He was just standing straight up.
He was just a man.
Yeah. he was like, we look ridiculous, Terrence. Everyone knows it.
All right. Guy in the back's like, well, I've got a wife and kids, so you need to get in line.
Anyway, I couldn't buy it. I can't imagine Velvet saw that and was happy. Can't imagine.
No. I hope it's rolled.
If I know anything about VM, they're still tumbling.
Good. I know Adrian Peterson didn't have a good day yesterday, which I'm worried, but only slightly, because I think the Colts stink. So that's the only reason why I'm worried.
It's as if that game didn't actually happen. That's how little I saw anyone talking about. Red Zone didn't cut to it ever. Like even Rams. Cardinals was like I think the national game on Fox on the East Coast. I don't know a single person who gave a single shit about Colts Redskins yesterday.
No, not even Colts or Skins fans,
because even Luck, like I'm sure people want to be like, oh, Luck, he's healthy still. 21-31, 179 yards, two touchdowns, two interceptions.
Even Steven.
And just 21-9, like no one gives a shit. It's like, yeah, sick guys. See you guys next week.
He's back, baby. Eagles next week. It should be on the road. Should be tremendous.
Wentz already announced he's back.
So he's back next week?
Mm-hmm.
That feels soon, man, but I guess.
Eagles lost precisely one game, and they were like, all right, buddy, you're...
Yeah, Foles, you got to go, Jack.
Thank you, and hopefully never see you again.
Yeah, it wasn't even like, well, you know, we'll see how it goes. He may play some after the second half. It's like, nope, he's running with the ones.
I still do like that they took more time than just rushing him out there for week one, but... I don't know how.
A whole 3 weeks.
Yeah, I don't know how one extra week is making all that much difference, but I guess we'll see.
Yeah, I was saying like the same thing for Deshaun. People are like, actually, Wentz is in year 3. I was like, the point remains. Like, with the young quarterbacks, I don't think between the like year 2 and 3, you just pick it all up.
No.
Sam Bradford sure didn't. Nor between years 12 and 13.
Trying to think. I think we hit all these. Yeah. Yeah, Patriots got just thrashed. There was a point where we picked off Bortles, and it was like, all right, if we score here, we were only going to be down a field goal, and McDaniels proceeded to call just the 3 worst plays we have in the book. Just awful.
Just getting them out the way.
Just what are we doing? And then the worst thing that happened, and I'm sure if we had made it close and still lost, Belichick would have been like, yeah, I didn't see anything wrong with that game. We lost to a quality opponent on the road, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
We, fourth and inches. Did you see the play?
Yeah.
Yeah, fourth and inches. I still don't know how James White, that spot got overturned. I didn't think he got the first down live, but once they gave him the spot, like, I just don't see spots getting overturned all that frequently.
Should have gave it to LeGarrette Blount. Wouldn't have had any of these issues.
I'm sure he would have picked up 8 on a swing pass for sure.
Oh, yeah.
He got fucking leveled yesterday, by the way. Like, de-cleated. I've never seen that before in my life.
Blount?
Yeah.
I didn't see him by who?
Fucking DeForest Buckner.
Oh, yeah, he's killing shit.
Yeah, I mean.
That sounds about right.
When you have a name DeForest, you really have to.
I think he's like 6'8". Like, he's
one of those
humans, so yeah.
Yeah, he's
all right.
He met, like, they ran a stretch, and Gary B was just running towards the sideline. DeForest was like, bet. And he literally, like, he didn't even hit him as hard as it could, which is the more terrifying part, but he hit him just, like, up, and, like, Gary B went flying into the third row. It was, and he got up. It was one of those, like, both of them were happy. Like, yeah, that was fun. Completely forgot they were playing football. They were like, yep, this is what we do.
Yeah, I'm about to watch this for the first time. This should be fun. The highlight is Buckner sending Blount airborne. Oh, yeah, Blount. There's not a chance he's ever been tackled like this.
No.
He's like, that's how this feels? I'm a monster. I've been doing this to linebackers for ages. Buckner didn't even break stride.
No.
He like caught himself before he hit the cameraman. Excuse me. Beg pardon.
So I don't do that to civilians. That stays in between the chalk.
That's not a great sign.
No. But fourth and inches. Since it was our own 20, I didn't hate punting it away. Our defense was playing better in the second half. They didn't the very next fucking play, but we'll get to that. And they fucking jump off sides, and no one flinches. I hate that if a guy jumps off sides, all you have to do is point at them, and all of a sudden you get a flag. I do hate that, but it's the fucking rule.
You get 12 flags.
Yeah, it's the rule, and everyone in the world takes advantage of it, except for the Patriots special teams when they fucking, like, that's first down. We just come back up, march down the field, completely different ball game. And fuck, instead, we don't flinch. we're like the beef eaters standing outside the Queen's residence in England, just not moving no matter what.
Honest John.
We punt it. I think they fair catch it. Maybe they run it back for a couple yards. Next fucking play, D.D. Westbrook just walks. Like 80 yards for a touch, like sick. Game's over. That was it. That's all she wrote.
Fastest human being in that stadium.
That was an infuriating back-to-back plays. As like infuriating, like I was fine with losing. It did feel like we were going to win once we started rolling and they kept turning the fucking ball over.
Well, that and they punted a couple. I was like, if they punt, they're going to lose. And they punted and didn't lose. So
sure
how about
didn't.
That?
I mean, we're throwing to Cordarrelle Patterson, who has been solid so far.
Yeah, he looked decent. Yeah,
we're throwing a him on like on third and long, and he's just falling over his own feet.
He'll do that.
He's just shocked, and offense wants to use him finally, and he just doesn't know what's going on.
I saw what's name Hollister catch up. I was like, the Patriots are making up whites, man. give me a break.
Here's the thing.
I know about Hogan, but Jacob Hollister. Come on.
Here's the thing about Jacob Hollister. He's a twin, and we used to have the other twin, too.
Which is Rako Hollister. Didn't y'all used to have one of the other Gronk brothers, too?
Oh, we've had a couple of the other Gronks come through.
Chris.
Yeah.
Herman. Rex.
Daniel. Yeah, no, we had Gordy. No, that's the dad, I think. We've had a couple of the Gronks come through. But Hollister's solid. Yeah, he's solid. Another white.
Yeah, he looked fine. I was just like, wait a minute.
My son I'm always going to call him Sony Michel, even though I know it's not. I just can't read it any other way because my brain's dumb. He looked fine. I thought it was weird, first game ever, just throwing him at the Jags, but he survived.
Hey, drip or drown, man.
Yeah. Ran.
Oh, Jacob Hollister went to Wyoming.
So oh, yeah.
He knows all about tall white quarterback.
I don't know if he played with Allen.
How long is he?
We've had him for a second. Yeah, but I think we had him the year before, too.
Yeah.
Just like practice squad guy.
Josh Allen stunk for 3 years, didn't he? Or did he only stink for two?
No, because he stunk at community college for a year first.
I stand corrected.
And by the way, he did stink at community college. His numbers were awful. I don't even know how that happens.
Yeah.
JUCO, not community college. Well, I guess it's the same thing. So, yeah, that was infuriating. Chris Hogan, though, did torch, and I mean torch, Jalen Ramsey in a foot race to the end zone. That shouldn't happen.
Yeah, no. See, that I like how it's going to turn. Like, Gronk had 2 for 15. And so, like, in 10 weeks when nobody remembers this game, it's like, I don't know, man, Jalen Ramsey did shut down Gronk last time.
that's
what it's going to turn into.
That's the old Devin Booker gave 70 to Avery Bradley story. That's the...
Oh, yeah. Couldn't do a thing with him. Not in his suit coat. He couldn't.
He quit at halftime like Vontae Davis. He wanted no parts of Book.
Pathetic.
So, yeah, that's exactly what's going to happen. And, I mean, I don't particularly care because we just got whooped. Bortles had all day to throw. Like, he didn't make a single tough throw all day because everyone was just wide fucking open all day.
He had a lot of guys in stride. Like,
oh, yeah.
He looked good yesterday.
Listen, when Dave said it perfectly. We were like counting to 20 Mississippi before we even considered. Like, I don't know. Defense looked so strong first half of week one. And then yesterday, they showed up for a stretch in the third quarter. And it was like, all right, now we're back on track. And then they were like, all right, if we're not going to flinch on offsides on offense, we're done trying.
So if y'all meet again in the playoffs, would they worry you any?
Like as much as any other.
It just feels like because they got up, what, 21-3, right?
Yesterday, yeah.
And I feel like, didn't they get up like that in the AFC championship? Like, clearly they know something. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, AFC championship game, they also, instead of just covering Gronk, they knocked him out of the game. So that was, I mean, they could still do that again. That they still have that play.
Marone's still saving it, man. He's a hell of a coach.
He's like, no, not too early. We didn't have Hollister that game, though, so it makes you think.
Even Steven.
We got back in that game using James White, who was still really good yesterday, when we asked him to do the things he traditionally does, not run fucking draw plays with him, which he never does. Somehow that didn't work. Head scratcher.
He's like, I haven't ran a ball in 6 years, man. Yeah. What is this?
He's literally a receiver for us. And we're like, hand it to him. I don't know.
Not since Wisconsin, man. What the hell?
And even if that game is in Jacksonville, it won't be over 90 degrees then, hopefully.
I don't know. I don't know if you heard about this thing called global warming.
That's not. Come on, Withers. Let's talk about reality here.
Fair.
But end of the day, they still have Miles Jack, Calais Campbell, Ngakoue, and Jalen Ramsey and the boys. So, in terms of defense. And, I mean, it is the kind of team that they've historically given us fits. Quarterback who, if he's not asked to do too much, won't fuck up.
Right.
And Keelan Cole is incredible. I don't know why he keeps getting slept on, but he's fucking the real deal.
Yeah, Moncrief made a great catch too. It's like, man, maybe they
that was
maybe the Jags do have some weapons.
That was Dante Moncrief sticks. So that was infuriating.
They get Josh Gordon.
I mean, yeah, that would certainly add another level of tech because Bortles can't throw it deep.
Oh yeah, he just has no one to throw. I mean, well, now maybe
Westbrook. I like Westbrook. Yeah, I like Westbrook a lot.
Yeah, no, I like him a lot.
Hey, we got a little sports update, folks. There.
Oh yeah.
Ian Rappaport, the Patriots are getting close to a deal for Browns wide receiver Josh Gordon.
No, they're not.
Flash Gordon. Whoa, you ever see that cartoon, guys? Okay.
Is this fake news?
Yeah, that's
my being had.
Would I do that to you guys, Bill? No way, guys. Come on.
I mean, I am double checking you. No, that's 12 minutes ago.
Oh, wow.
Not official yet, but headed that way. That, yeah, I'm not afraid of fucking anyone with it.
Pretty good.
I can't wait to see what it's for. If it happens.
Hollister. Would you give up Hollister for him?
Come on. Never. Never in
okay.
my life.
Just, yeah, I was going to say.
Got to draw a line somewhere.
See how big of a homer you really are.
Yeah, I don't know. And Fournette didn't even play yesterday. He would. Like, I know you think he stinks, but I.
I don't think he stinks. I'm just. I wouldn't have took him four, but I don't think he stinks.
Just having a game plan for that when Grant already gives us headaches. They seem to know how to use Austin Seferian Jenkins for the most part, which is just another, like, they just have enough little annoyances that they're going to be, like, I don't know who else in the AFC, like the Chiefs, but it's still the Chiefs in January, so we'll cross that bridge when we get there, but those for sure would be the two teams that in week two give me any sort of pause.
Bengals? You're not high on your Bengals?
Certainly not afraid of the Bengals. I think they're good. I think they have as good. And like the Ravens, it doesn't matter who's on that team, who's coaching that team. As long as they're still wearing those uniforms and playing out of Baltimore, they'll always be a threat. So if they're going to make the playoffs, then I would be as worried about them as anyone.
See, I think the Jaguars are getting into that territory. Like if y'all play again, like no matter which way it goes, I feel like their defense is not going to let them get blown out. That's
for
just
sure.
Not what's going to happen.
For sure. There's
the Chiefs. Yeah, Mahomes throws too early. They just go on the hole early. I could see Case Keenum throws two early picks. They go on the hole early.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if we have to go to Denver, that's another team. Doesn't matter. Jake Plummer, fucking broken Peyton Manning. Doesn't matter. We go there. It's tough. But if they had to come to New England, I would pick us by like 40. I would also prefer if LeAdrian Waddle doesn't have to play again. That'd be great.
Remains to be seen. Now, wait, who is that?
He's our backup tackle who had to start yesterday in place of Marcus Cannon, who was injured.
I still remember him getting pushed around in the Broncos AFC Championship game. I know he's improved since then. No, Cannon.
Oh, yeah, Cannon's coming. I mean, he was coming off of, like, cancer then.
Not a football guy.
No, he's made great, like, tremendous strides. I'm very confident in Cannon. But he did get his fucking pants pulled down that game. You're 1,000% correct.
Man, oh, man. Yeah, now I got to keep refreshing this.
That's all I'm doing.
I feel like it's one of those things, like, everybody said for so long, it was like, yeah, it makes too much sense to happen. Right. Now it might actually happen.
Yeah. That's, like, it's very weird, and I know no one gives a shit, but it's very weird being a Boston fan because with the Patriots and the Red Sox, you can just point at a guy and be like, I'd like him on this team, and it's not out of the realm of possibilities.
Well, yeah, even odds, they might.
With, like, the Celtics, I'm still shocked we ever get anyone. And it's been rumored, talks have been heating up that the Boston Celtics might sign your favorite player, Jamal Crawford.
I thought you were going to say... Jimmy Butler, my other favorite player.
No, we don't want that cancer.
Man, oh, man. I'm still a fan. Like, he's clearly a great player, but the evidence is adding up. Not a great track record for JB.
No, hey, he just goes everywhere and everyone hates him immediately.
I think it's like he doesn't think talent is showing enough. The guy that made All-NBA his third team, or his third season. Like, again, he's far from a finished product. He's got his warts for sure, but, like, that's the guy that's not – that's who you're angry at?
Even if Towns is far from a finished product, which I agree with, he's still got a lot to add to his game. Through 3 years, he is the most prolific offensive big man in NBA history. That's just a fact.
Should have been through four. Butler drives a hard bargain.
It's true. I mean, I if you weren't – like, I bet if you asked Jimmy Butler, like, name guys – post-2001 who play in the NBA who you respect, like the only guy he's going to say is Leon Poe, because if you weren't also homeless for like a week or for any amount of time, he doesn't respect you. That's just what it is.
I feel like Wade went that route and he tried to get at his wife, man. I think like Jimmy Butler's maybe he's just not a good guy. I don't know his scouting report at Marquette, but surely there's a reason he fell that far. I mean, I know GMs are dumb, but it's like, oh yeah, he said nobody in the weight room worked hard enough. He's saying it every day to no one in particular. We don't know why.
Just says it aloud every day.
Yeah.
It's troublesome, for sure. And
would you want the Celtics to sign him?
No. Jamal Crawford or Jimmy Butler?
Either. Do y'all have minutes for Crawford? I feel like y'all, don't y'all have like a 18-man roster?
But we always do.
East.
It's, yeah, I wouldn't hate, because like, if I, and granted, like Kyrie's coming back, Hayward's coming back, like Terry's improved, Smart's improved, like all this. Hopefully, like Tatum and Juice keep taking steps forward, like all that. The only guy who's really on like the downside of their trajectory is Horford. And if everyone's healthy, I know it's a big fucking if, but if everyone's healthy, he won't need to do as much on a nightly basis, so he can just kind of coast. There are still probably going to be times where it's like, we just need someone who can, like, go, like, when Kyrie's off the court and if Hayward's also off the court, it's like, we just need some sort of instant offense. I don't know if Brad Wanamaker is going to be that guy.
I don't know if Jamal Crawford's going to be that guy.
If Jamal Crawford can be Shane Larkin, which is a crazy sentence to say, but if he can be Shane Larkin, then, yeah, that's a guy I want on my team.
I don't know, man. He shot 41, 41, 40, 39, and 41. percent from the field last 5 years. 33, 36, 34, 33, 36 from the three. Not getting to the line at all.
Never.
If it's going to be for the minimum, then yeah, for sure. But I just don't, know who I'd rather like give his minutes to, or I'd rather take away minutes from.
Yeah, that's the thing. That'd I don't know if it's going to be, like, I think I trust the Celtics, like front office, Brad, all the way. Like I trust the institution they've built over these last since Doc left. So I trust that if they're gonna bring a guy in like this, it's very clear from the front. Like, hey, there's gonna be games you're not gonna take your jumpsuit off. Like, this just gonna happen.
That's what seems weird to me. Like Crawford, I could see, like, if he just wants a ring, he'd clearly go to Golden State. If he wants some like minutes, he'd go somewhere else. This just feels like a weird fit. But I don't know. Maybe Jabari Bird will give you that.
That's a good point. Yeah, I was wondering who we were going to cut ties with. There it is.
Yeah. Looking at the Walt Lemon Jr. might be next to go.
Not Big Lem.
Oh, yes. Jr. Don't get them confused.
I just want to see. I just want this goddamn trade to go through.
Gronk for
Gronk said he'd retire if we traded him.
Let's call his bluff.
And also, that's the Browns said,
the win-win for y'all. You don't have to play. Don't have to pay him. Don't have to play against him. Roll those dice.
We haven't even really talked about the Josh Gordon shit. For what we do know up to this point, he showed up to a meeting like late, and also
unacceptable,
and also not appearing to be himself, which I can't tell if it was what actually happened or if that's just the Browns spin zone for this move.
He also hurt himself at some sort of promo thing.
Right. It wasn't a team sanctioned.
I was like, much better.
And that
like,
was.
I could get, like, if he hurt it on a motorcycle, okay. But maybe he's on a motorcycle on the promo. I don't know all the facts.
A, that being, even if that is what happened, that being the line that he finally crossed is wild.
I'm telling you, Hugh said it in Hard Knocks. I know you didn't want. He was like, everybody gets one.
Except for Josh.
Like, wow.
Who's got 12.
Yeah, well, he's like under my watch. He's only had one a month under me. That's why he was like, Antonio Callaway got arrested and didn't tell that was a wild, wild move.
That was.
Just not telling. I was like, maybe they won't find out.
To his credit, I don't blame him for thinking that way.
If it was 10 years ago, maybe now you know what's coming out. They're going to have your mugshot. They know you're going to have, like, you doing the touch your nose test, all that.
Listen, it's going to come out. The Browns still, like, the Browns might not know Baker Mayfield got arrested. And that was as public as possible.
They thought it was a Kyler Murray.
And not a clean cut boy like Baker. Never.
We don't roll those dice.
But so they announce they have John Dorsey?
Yeah.
They have him write up a statement announcing his impending release. And then I assume every team in the NFL was like, whoa, wait a minute. Well, we could just trade here. And they were like, you're goddamn right. We could. Why didn't we think of that?
Well, see, I think it was I don't know if it was Dorsey. I feel like that was their idea, but on the smart side. It's like, yeah, we'll just cut him. Anybody could have just to drum up the interest. But, yes, knowing the Browns' history,
listen,
they don't get that benefit of the doubt.
You could also still do that behind the scenes. Like, you don't have to do that public. Like, Schefter had the press release.
Yeah, the Browns don't know there are scenes to be behind. Vikings expected to sign Dan Bailey. I hadn't seen that.
That's feels, good.
Feels relative.
Yes, yeah, second most accurate kicker in league history.
I also like how it was like the Browns don't want to trade to an AFC team. I was like, feels like beggars trying to choose.
I mean, the entire timeline's already said pretty much that this has gone through, but no one
has the D. I don't. Rappaport's pretty good. He's no Shefty, but I feel like he's
This is a
second in command.
No. This is a Rappaport company here, Barstool Sports. We've always been pro rap.
Oh yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's making his hay. I don't. If it comes from him, I don't eat that garbage because I know it's as good as gold.
You know, Schefter's got nothing on this.
Mm-mm. He's standing on a chair yelling at somebody.
Into multiple phones.
Does Mort have anything? Nope. So what would be too much? A first and anything else?
Yeah. Yeah, I think a first straight up is like more than they could have asked for. I don't even think it's going to be that. I'm just saying that's what I would give. I think we're probably going to be like a second here.
A conditional third.
What's going to end up happening is, and I'm a little upset that this won't come out till tomorrow because people will think it will be after the fact, but what's going to end up happening here is like the last morsels of the Jimmy G trade, because I think we still have like a future second coming from that, like next year's second. I think that's what's going to end up getting traded for it. And everyone who earlier this year was like, oh, Patriots didn't get shit for Garoppolo. Now we're going to get Josh Gordon and everyone's going to look real fucking stupid.
Well, that guy's late to meeting, so let's see how.
That's the other thing. We could easily trade for Josh Gordon. He just doesn't give a fuck, and he's cut in like 3 weeks. Like, he could still be a free agent this year for sure.
They cut Corey Coleman to get in. Corey Coleman's like, God damn.
No, we're going to trade him back.
And they cut him again. Like, you again.
Yeah, that's, we're going to be like, we got this young guy, former first round pick out of Baylor. Real nice.
Like Quinn. Yeah.
Yeah, real, a lot of upside on this guy. We're going to be like, take him. He shows up, but like, oh, God damn it. Belichick again.
I thought it was going to be, what was Buddy from Baylor? He played for the Titans. He had a couple decent years for the Titans. He was a Baylor receiver. It's going to be Kendall Wright. I think it's going to be Kendall Wright.
Yeah.
He just shows up and he's like, oh, yeah, we got the better Baylor receiver.
I just want this goddamn news to break. Dwayne Wade's back.
I did see that. One last hurrah.
Mm-hmm. I like that because there are, like, I don't hate the sign one day contract with the team you spent the most time with so you can technically retire with them. That doesn't bother me, but I do like that way. It's like, I'm going to play one more season, even if it's to the detriment of the Miami Heat.
Yeah, it's like, fair is fair. I'm going to get all the gifts from the people who've hated me over the years. What do you think the Celtics are going to give him on his last game in Boston?
Fucking rip his arm out of his socket.
Memory.
I've cooled on that a bit. I hated Dwayne. It's weird. There's usually not guys I like and hate throughout the course of their career. It's usually from the beginning. It's either I like him or I hate him. Wade, I loved for years. I think most people did. I think most people still do.
He's such a finesser. I can't help but love him.
You're not wrong. I do respect that out of him. And he's probably going to get like 25 mil for this year from the Heat or some stupid. I don't know. But yeah, I'll say it until I'm dead. He snapped Rondo's arm intentionally.
Oh, for sure. I feel like they would both tell you that, like right now.
Oh,
Rondo would be like, he did it intentionally. And Wade's like, hell yeah, I did.
He was our best player. We had to win that series.
You think I did it on an accident? Fuck out of here.
But so much time's passed. We've had like 7 different point guards in Boston since then. I've cooled a bit, and I've got to argue against Kobe fans. So that's raised Wade back in my favor.
Fair. There's also see the article today where somebody wrote that Bam should be starting for the Heat.
Was it you?
No, I wish it was, but they did the legwork I refused to do.
At the five?
Oh, yeah. Whiteside, thanks for the memories.
I don't disagree. It's just, like, I don't think you can have Whiteside on that team then.
Okay, he's out of there then.
Right, no, I think that's a fine strategy. I just, like we had Bobby Portis on, and he's like, I can't wait to be a sixth man. Hassan Whiteside would rather go back to, like, Israel.
Yeah, I can't wait to be a first man.
So I don't know if that's going to – and I don't think you can start both of them, obviously. Like, I don't know if that would work.
That's what I thought. In the article, like, he showed multiple videos where they were, like, playing together, and it worked, like, just because Bam can move his feet on the perimeter. So it's not impossible. But, yeah, I could see them being a Vlade. Let's rap. What double double blocks machine. Vlade's like, yes, we need more bigs. I want Marvin Bagley to learn from Hassan Whiteside.
I mean, small forward Marvin Bagley with Zebo and Whiteside 4 or 5.
Scal running the one.
So yeah, that's I'm excited for Bam this year. I still like the Heat. Last year, Justice was great at things Justice is great at. Still bad at the things Justice is bad at. I don't know. I'm looking forward to it. We're so fucking close to the season. So fucking close.
I'm ready. Like, it's been admittedly a good couple weeks of football, and I'm still tapping my toes waiting.
Absolutely.
For the NBA.
Yeah, I mean, it's never going to compare for me. Never.
Yeah, no. Because I also know this level of football is not going to keep up.
No. Heavens no.
By week 6, we're going to be looking at Jets-Browns Monday night.
Oh, no, buddy. We got Jets-Browns this Thursday night, several days from now.
I beg your pardon. Goodell literally could not wait. So, yes, Bam, first team All-NBA. You heard it here first. Well, second, after he wrote this article. Jackson Frank. It was a good article, Jackson. It's a damn good article.
Also, I knew the Patriots were actually going to make a push for Josh Gordon, not just because he's tremendously talented and we could use help at receiver, but we could use so much help at receiver that we worked out Kenny Britt today. Kenny Britt, the guy we cut several weeks ago. So it's like, what did you think he was going to learn?
Maybe he wasn't that bad?
Showed up today. Oh, no. No, he is. He is still that bad.
What if Josh Gordon gets their ass to wear 12? Somebody says.
Fine with it.
Brady just goes to 18 or some shit.
Listen, like, Brady's still going to get 12 retired. Like, he'd just change it for a year.
I don't know. Gordon's pretty young, man. What if he just runs off 10 straight 1,600-yard season with Brian Hoyer?
All right. So, Harry Lyles Jr. just tweeted out, Vince, he's got a typo here. It said Will Fork, but we all know him as Will Folks.
Yes.
Told me this about Patriots trade for Randy Moss. I would imagine same goes for Josh Gordon. I don't think in the locker room, I don't think there was nobody in there kind of disappointed or that he would be a problem or anything like that, because we know New England doesn't make those decisions and draft guys with bad character and all that stuff. They bring guys in. Vince doesn't speak like this. They bring guys in that they know can help and gel with the team. We knew once we got him being Randy Moss, that the Patriots did the background and felt comfortable bringing him in. So as a team, we were pumped up. I don't like the Randy Moss immediate comparisons for a billion reasons.
Yeah.
This trade to me feels closer to when we traded for Aqib Talib out of the Bucks.
Mm.
Because, I mean, that was the Aqib Talib who was beating up cab drivers while they were going like 80 miles an hour.
I'll say, yeah, that was all just personal issues. Like, they were still fine on the field.
Right, but people were like, oh, he's going to be out of the league in a few years just because he was such a dickhead off the field. And now Tlaib's on his second elite defense since leaving New England.
Elite chain snatcher, Super Bowl champion.
Correct. So
he's had a fine run of it.
Yeah, he's played in multiple championship games, won Super Bowl. Like, he's done pretty well for himself.
Uses the Q without the following U. He's got a lot going for him.
He's a rule bender.
Yeah, literally and figuratively.
So, I do think it's close to that. Because Randy was just like, I really hate being in Oakland, so I'm not going to try as hard.
What was that? What did y'all even get? Like a fourth rounder or something? What did y'all even go for Moss?
Yeah, it might have even been a fifth. It was a four or a five. It wasn't anything else.
I need to know who it became because I know it was no one.
It could have been fucking Khalil Mack. They still lost that trade.
Yeah, because they traded that guy to the Bears. People forget.
I can't wait for this name that's about to come. It's probably, it might not even be a name we know.
Is it? I wish. Does Football Reference have like trades the way that Basketball Reference does? Because it should.
No, I think
like it doesn't.
I think you're gonna have to find out what like round and year it was, and then go to that round and year.
Oh no! Here we go. Okay, yeah, traded by Vikings to Raiders for Troy Williamson. Seventh round pick, Adrian Ward, Napoleon Harris. 07, traded by Raiders to Patriots for 2007 fourth round pick, John Bowie.
Oh, well.
The John Bowie.
NBC Sports. What did he play?
Guess how many career games he played.
Oh, I mean, it's got to be like three.
Five. He played two in 07 his rookie year, missed the next year, played three the next year. And
called it a career.
Yeah, he was like, I traded for Moss. What more do I need to prove?
NBC Sports Boston just tweeted out an article from earlier today. In case you missed it, case you missed this, Withers, here's why bringing in Josh Gordon is the wrong move for the Patriots.
Oh, boy, lay it on me.
I'm not giving them that click. You'd be fucking kidding me.
One, we have Jacob Hollister. Two, he is good.
Listen, if anyone who wants the correct take on this, Saturday or Sunday, when did this news break? Saturday. It was Saturday.
Yeah.
Just go to BostonSports.com. The McMahon wrote this up perfectly. He just needs to be in New England where he's belonged all along.
Sounds like any minute now.
Getting pretty fucking anxious.
Yeah, I see your toes tapping, Daddy. Did you, in the meanwhile, did you watch the boxing match?
I did.
Pretty good.
The match itself was good, and then boxing happened.
And then
boxing shined as bright as it always does. And I have no idea how Canelo got that win. I also wouldn't have understood if Triple G got that win. I thought that was as much of a draw can be. But why they didn't get...
I think it was closer to a draw than the first one.
Right, that's the problem. Yeah. If that were the first fight that they had, no chance Canelo walks out of there with a win. Just no chance. But nah. since they had done a draw the first time when Triple G had clearly won, now all of a sudden they're like, well, we got to pick a winner. Let's pick the wrong one. Like, what are we talking about here?
Honest to God, as soon as they were like, judge number one has it tied, I was like, oh no.
Yeah, that was a bad sign. Real and bad sign. Like,
because I was like, that means the other two judges agree. That's a bad idea when stupid people agree. And we're like, hey, 115 to 86. You're new champion. And I was like, oh no.
Yeah, that was because exactly. Once they announced the tie, I just had a feeling. I was like, they're going to say the wrong name here. And I don't think it would have been the right name if they said Triple G. Like I said, I thought this was a draw. And they're very clearly going to have a third one anyways. So if they had just been tied twice, I don't know if that would have had less anticipation than Canelo winning this one. But, man, that was – and I get you can't base the results of this fight on the prior 12 rounds that had gone down fucking, what, a year, 2 years ago?
Yeah, that was, no, 2017, a year ago. Feels like a lot longer.
Sure does. I guess because the anticipation for that fight was so many years.
I think, yeah, that, and it was supposed to happen sooner. He just got hurt.
No, Canelo got hit for steroids, too.
Yeah, he was hurt emotionally.
Can't believe they caught me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, for the, and for that to be Triple G's first loss ever,
yeah,
fucking stinks.
That, yeah, that's why I was like, man, oh, man. Like, again, if you lose, you lose. But I, honest to God, I think he's won both of these fights.
And he, like, the first fight, it was like, I thought Canelo came out decently hot in that one, too. But it was just as the rounds kept going, it was like every time, it was like the Black Panther suit. Every time Canelo hit Triple G, he got much stronger somehow in the yeah. first fight. And he just kept coming back.
That's those steroids. Those, that'll do it.
But this time, like, I just thought it was a much even match. I thought Canelo, I, like, after five rounds, I had it 3-2 in Canelo's favor. Like, I thought he pretty much won the first three, and then Triple G was chipping back, and then it was back and forth the rest of the way. But the reasoning the two judges gave was that they gave it to Canelo because he was the aggressor. However, they also gave him the 12th round, which Triple G was very clearly the aggressor of. So what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, like, through five, I think I had it, like, 3-1-1 Canelo, and then I think Triple G won like the next five,
right?
And I think he closed like when, like, 11 and 12, when it was like Canelo was like, I clearly have to get the knockout I've been looking for 12 rounds. and didn't get I don't know. Triple G, he looks like he should be a statue or something, man. That guy just looks like, I don't know, he was just made to break people's ribs.
Oh, yeah.
All like 5'9" of them.
Oh, he would make quick work of either of us. We're much larger human beings.
At the same time, easily.
Yeah, it wouldn't even be a contest. He's as much fun as I've had watching boxing, like, my entire life, really.
Yeah, I got in relatively late on him, and I hate it because he, like, I'll watch 10-minute just body shot compilations of him just breaking people's kidneys.
Me and my father used to watch him, like, years ago. And he wasn't an unknown by any stretch, but, like, before he was, like, super mainstream.
Hipster mix.
For sure.
All right,
yeah,
we get it.
I mean, my father loved watching because he was always up at all hours of the night and boxing, like, Showtime, whenever.
Also,
like,
was on all, but oh, yeah.
Remember when NBC, I don't think they still do it, but NBC used to do, like, this was a couple years ago, maybe even last year, they would have, like, Saturday night fights or whatever the fuck they were trying to make it into. Yeah, he was
I remember ESPN had Friday night fights.
Mm-hmm.
There was Friday night sissy fights on Comedy Central.
He was always watching that shit, and anytime Triple G came up, he was like, you want to order this one? I was like, sure fucking do. Let's get it. So to see him lose like that just fucking stinks. Just absolutely stinks.
Yeah. I feel like he's, what, 36, 37? I know he's not young. It was,
right.
Like, they'll certainly have this third one, but I don't know. Like, after going that long undefeated and losing one, I know I would be like, I'll clearly do number three for $50 million or whatever.
Right.
But after that, I don't. Whole point was to retire undefeated.
Right.
Now I can't do that. So I don't know.
I don't know if that loss makes Mayweather's record, like, significantly more impressive or, like, ruins it a bit. I honestly don't know.
I would say it makes it more impressive because for him to go 50 times and as dumb as judges are to be like, yeah, that guy won.
Right.
But, of course, he's going to come back too and ruin his shit. Like, I have no interest in a Pacquiao Mayweather fight.
None.
I'll watch it illegally, of course, but I have no interest in it.
The streams were real clear this time around.
Damn good streams. That's how I was like, that's the Mayweather effect, man. You got to suck dick to get a clear Mayweather stream. Take it from me.
Yeah, I don't even know if I care to watch the stream on that, to be quite frank with you.
It'd be one of those, like, I'd watch it, but if, like, the stream cut out in the round two and I couldn't find another, like, yeah, I'll just fucking eat it.
Yeah, they announced that, and I was like, all right. Just kind of like they just blew, like, a wet fart into a full room, and everyone was like, what the fuck is this? I don't want this.
Yeah. You know the thing everybody wanted 10 years ago? We finally did 5 years ago? Here's some more of it.
Yeah, that would have been like prime Pacquiao. I still, like, I was always on Pacquiao's side, but like I would have just liked to have seen it. I have no idea who would have won that. But since Floyd just kept fucking waiting him out, which, I mean, he's smart in that regard. There wasn't much of a fight at all the first time around.
Yeah, I mean, even in their primes, I don't think it would have been much of a fight, but it would have been a hell of a spectacle.
Yeah, and that's fine. I just, we'll never know. We'll never fucking know.
And we'll know in 2021 when they fight again.
Can't wait. And before we get out of here, let's make sure this trade didn't go through first. Did it?
He's been traded for Triple G.
Suns' top point guard target is Patrick Beverley. Makes sense.
Ooh, I like that a lot. To say what they're giving up or just...
No, it was just like a...
They just have targets.
Link to an article. Makes sense. LA is trying to like rebuild. They had just drafted 20 point guards. It makes sense. But before we get out of here, because Josh Gordon hasn't been officially traded, according to the two people I checked. It's been 2 years since Tom left.
Yes.
Long fucking time. Feels like longer, but at the same time, it doesn't.
Yeah.
And days like today, I mean, I see Tom's tweets like every day just because someone will retweet something that, because everything he said was pertinent to things in the past and future.
And also present.
You're right. And some just stand alone by themselves in time. But it is cool to see that he was able to affect so many people and just bring joy to so many people just by being a raging idiot on the internet. That will always...
just by being himself, right? Man. Like that's really like the joy of it. Like I never met him, but from everybody I know that had, it was like, no, it's not an act. That's just he just had, sometimes he has a phone in his hand, sometimes he doesn't. That's the difference.
So yeah, today's always a solemn day, but it's also like I know you were retweeting some earlier. All hilarious.
Oh, yeah. I was like, I was going to do it all at one time. I was like, I think I'm just going to do a couple, just sprinkle them out through the day. I just paid my neighbor $30 to shatter my pelvis with a snow shovel. Hashtag 6ABC snow.
Oh, what he did to... he used to torture just any local, anytime there was anything. Like this hurricane that just hit the Carolinas, he would have been all over that.
Oh, yeah. And that new man facing...
Michael Porn Man.
Mikey, as we call him, in close-knit circles.
He used to bathe in milk, like, just for the tweets.
You set the scene for you at 9-12-01. Friend, how are you doing, buddy? Me, not great. 9-11 happened yesterday. And that's exactly how it went. He told it how it was.
It's true. This is from 7-21-14. They were called the Beatles because they were constantly beating each other off. Just a little music trivia tidbit for you there. He was right. That's exactly what was happening.
Tom was behind the scene.
Who do you think was greasing him up back there?
Thomas Broseph. Dude, that's who.
Duderson, I got this one from your timeline. I've got a Bible in one hand and your dad's hog in the other. Like, just classic.
What's your favorite one of his? Because I've got two and I can't narrow one down.
I mean, he's got plenty that are iconic, but my favorite, the one that makes, like, most of these make me laugh every single time, but my favorite, at Lurbon James. You like what you see? Just a stock photo of basketball.
Shutterstock. Just go.
Because in my mind, if the real LeBron saw that, he's like, yes, I do. That's what.
Yeah. It's my life.
What him having the conversation with his doctor about throwing out his arm because he was trying to throw a rock at the sun. Always, always. And I mean, his most iconic, I'm sure people will have others, to me his most iconic non-story category, because his stories that he would tell from his real life were also always hilarious, whether it was him throwing out his coworker's lunch or
racing to the microwave.
Yeah. Or the time he stayed in like his uncle's cabin cabin, and he like took a shit on like his neighbor's porch or like right next to the RV or something, and caused like a complete scene. I think his most iconic has to be "I've wanted to die since the day I was born," I say into the Wendy's talk box at 4 a.m. They're not even open till 6.
I think it's that one or the "what if Twitter suddenly disappeared?" Haha. Wow. I'd drive my car into a fucking river without a second thought. Relatable content. He got so many gems.
It's all gems. It's all it was.
It says here you worked at the dick sucking factory. Yes, sir. 12 years. You know Harold from marketing? Yeah, fuck Harold. It's my cousin.
Truly one of one. The best the best avatar in the history of Twitter.
Absolutely.
Just, I don't know who else is even in the conversation.
What really sucks, like that, Mike Malloy had retweeted that on August 1st, which was a month or so before he passed. And so under that, he said Tom was a national treasure, gone too soon. I was like, wait, like, is he good for real? And Mike said, he's alive, just less active on Twitter. And then Tom came in out of nowhere. When Twitter shines the bro dude signal in the night sky, like the Batman signal, except it's a dick, then I'll return. Oh, Tom.
Also one I reference a lot. It's his pin tweet. I don't think pinning was even a thing when he was last on Twitter.
They've been it for a time.
I'm fine with it because it is one of my favorites. If you try to fight me, there's only going to be 4 hits. You hitting me, me hitting 9, then me hitting 1, then me hitting 1 again.
I hashtag love Twitter because this has given me many great friends and experiences, and I know that when I die, I will go to hell. Good time.
God damn it.
Yeah, sometimes my bracket is perfect. I wrote in God for all the 64 teams, and humanity is the champion. Through his love, we can all be winners.
From what I can gather, a Brexit is a bicycle part.
Oh, man.
My parents took me to see the Blue Man Group live right as I was hitting puberty, and that's the main reason for all my problems.
One time in 2006, I was in the Eagles locker room after the players left. And I saw Andy Reid. I saw Andy Reid eating a football with a fork and knife. That might be my. that might jump the charts. I forgot about that one.
I did like when he would be like, "Oh, the whole timeline's talking about sports. What the fuck?" Like, I guess I'll chime in here.
Dude, wing me for months but won't follow me. Pal, it's like you're trying to suck my dick from across the room. Come over here.
Get over here. This was back when trending hashtags used to be a thing. Add a woman. The hashtag was "add a woman, improve a movie." He goes, "fight a woman club." No, that didn't work. Oh God, I'm trying to delete it.
Oh man. Instead of arguing about this is on Thanksgiving Day. Instead of arguing about how to cook the turkey this year, we're just going to do something we all agree on and beat the shit out of my cousin Ted. The time when he texted 911 to see if it was a thing. Yeah. It was.
I love Twitter. I hashtag love Twitter because it's a public place where I can admit that my dick looks like an unbaked Pillsbury crescent roll that got stepped on.
It do be like that.
Thinking about disrespecting the troops? Think again, bitch.
A pioneer. My sister and I are very different. For instance, she's an environmental scientist, and then one time I threw a Nintendo GameCube into a river. Sounds like he came out on top there, but what do I know?
My buddy works at a deli and he let me behind the counter. I'm just getting crazy freestyling with the meats and cheeses. Everyone's impressed.
I did forget about the trying to throw a rock into the sun. That's a really
The doctor's like, that's awesome.
They just high five with his good arm.
My thoughts regarding quote, damn Daniel, I would definitely suck that kid's dick. I'm just scrolling his timeline. I'm not even searching anything. I'm just scrolling his timeline because I knew there would just be gems.
It's like drill. Like at any time, right. There's just gold. Yeah.
Just past a place called Cars Shoe Repair. Come on, man. You spelled cars wrong, and also they're called tires, not shoes, you idiot.
Tweet your ideal threesome. It's just two pictures of Michael Pornman. Hashtag tweet your ideal threesome, excuse me. This is one I forgot. The whole office hoots and hollers as I eat a whole banana, peel and all. I am their god. Yeah, here we go. Doctor, how did you dislocate your shoulder so badly? Me, I was trying to throw a rock into the sun. Doctor, wow, that is fucking awesome.
My sister is more successful than me, but I never let her forget that when we were kids, she asked me if Rugrats was real life or a cartoon. He put a period, and he said, at Ancestry, really glad I paid for your service. Just to find out my great-grandfather died in a big gay orgy. Why would you phrase it like that?
Didn't they reply?
Let's see. If they did, it's been deleted or is very buried in this thread. Yeah, I don't see a reply.
This will either make your day far better or far worse. Choose your own adventure. And it's like a link to a Google image search of people in Junko jeans. And the second tweet is, I don't mean to cross the line here, but I hope this man is dead. With the picture of a guy in jeans. Ed Sears, my adult son claims that your Willow Grove, a Pennsylvania location janitor, gave him a hand job with his mouth in the teens juniors department. Then below it, Ed Sears, can you explain why he would be saying this? And Sears responded, thank you for reaching out. We will look into this. Thank you. I appreciate your concern.
We miss you every day, pal.
Gone way, way, way too soon.
It's always going to be sad, and we're always going to shout you out in every single episode.
Yeah, there's nothing you can do about it. Take that.
Literally, I could haunt us from beyond the grave, which...
He wouldn't. Whisper good tweets in my ear while I'm trying to get a good night's sleep.
Tom Brodude ghost ASMR tweets. That's what I need. But yeah, rest in peace, Tom. Save the other two for Wednesday. They're not forgotten, but today is Tom's day.
Yeah.
He made it that way. Selfish prick. We'll see you guys later this week.
See ya.
Run that bat turbo. You can get the biggest Chanel back in the store if you want it. I gave them the drill, they sucked it up, I got them on it. I bought a new paddock, I had to watch so
so I two-toned it. Taking these drugs, I'm gonna be up until the morning. That ain't your car, you just a Lisa, you don't own it. If I'm in the club, I got that 5-1, I'm performing. The back end disc came in and all runners. Vibes galore, cute shit, they all on us. I'm from Atlanta, where young niggas run shit. I know they hating on me, but I don't read comments. Whenever I tell her to come, she come. Whenever it's smoke, we ain't running. Drip too hard, don't stand too close. You gon' fuck around and drown off this way. Doing all these shows, I've been on the road. I don't care where I go, long as I get paid. Bad little vibe, she been on my mind. Soon as I get back, she can stay. Do this all the time, this ain't no surprise. Every other night, another movie get made. Drip too hard, don't stand too close. You gon' fuck around and drown off this way. Doing all these shows, I've been on the road. I don't care where I go, long as I get paid. Bad little vibe, she been on my mind. Soon as I get back, she can stay. Do this all the time, this ain't no surprise. Every other night another movie get made.
Every other night another dollar get made. Every other night started with a good day. I feel like a child, I got boogers in the face. I'm dancing in the dollar, this shit is a parade. I don't want your train, I'm gon' want another slave. I had to draw the line, too many bitches getting saved. TSA arrest me, so I took a private plane. These pussy niggas lagging while I'm working on my aim. Drip too hard, charge to the car. Designer to the grind, I can balance by the name. Drip too hard, caution on the floor. You gon' fuck around and drown, try and ride a nigga away.
Drip too hard, don't stand too close. You gon' fuck around and drown off this way. Doing all these shows, I've been on the road. I don't care where I go, long as I get paid. Bad little vibe, she been on my mind. Soon as I get back, she can stay. Do this all the time, this ain't no surprise. Every other night, another movie get made. Drip too hard, don't stand too close. You gon' fuck around and drown off this way. Doing all these shows, I've been on the road. I don't care where I go, long as I get paid. Bad little vibe, she been on my mind. Soon as I get back, she can stay. Do this all the time, this ain't no surprise. Every other night, another movie get made.